Welcome back to the program. Always great to have your company. Thanks for all your calls and your texts that have come through today. Been an absolute pleasure to take your calls again today on that Werribee Kia open line. As we do at this time every week, we have a chat to Greyhound Racing Victoria CEO Alan Clayton. With thanks to the Watchdog app, you can follow Watchdog or Greyhound Racing live and free. Alan, great to have you back on the program. We recently talked about the Victorian Greyhound Awards, but this week Victoria has scored well in the National Awards. So congratulations to you. Welcome.
Yeah, good to be here, Duane, and I hope everyone's safe and well, the listeners and yourself. So, yeah, look, we've had an exceptional standard of Victorian dogs, and I've been saying that for a while, and it's been recognised when the locals were recipients of the National Greyhound Clubs Awards on the weekend. And the big winner, unsurprising for us, was Greyhound of the Year, was Simon Told Helen, trained by David Burnett from Little River. And the dog had had six group wins, including three at Group 1 level in the past year. So probably the quickest dog in Australia with an incredible record, and not surprisingly, a really, really strong fan base. And the other winners of the National Awards include the Trainer of the Year, Anthony Anzapati, and Run of the Year for Hooked on Scotch, and Sire of the Year went to Fernando Bale. So great results for Victorian participants and their dogs. And I keep saying this at the moment, everyone should be watching the Greyhounds because we've just got a wonderful crop of great dogs.
And speaking of that crop of great dogs and the national stage, we spoke about the million-dollar chase last week. And again, Victorians are looking good in this New South Wales series.
Yeah, I mean, we like to talk about Victorian races first, and this side event in New South Wales is a good event, but even though it's $1 million, just remember the Melbourne Cup, the Australian Cup, etc. But the quarterfinals are still continuing, Duane, around provincial New South Wales in the lead up to this big event, and Victorians are looking very good so far. And as I just said about Simon Told Helen, he looked outstanding in his heat in the quarterfinals at Tamora, as did Shimmer Shine at Bulleye, while Tialong Tonk contests a quarterfinal at Wagga tomorrow night. So there are another seven of our local dogs in the regional finals planned for tomorrow at Wagga and Richmond and Dubbo on Saturday. And I've got a good feeling this year that one of the Victorian dogs is going to get up on the national stage, and that could be Simon Told Helen. So don't take tips from me, always look to someone else, but I do love Simon Told Helen.
And we can't let you go without some news on Greyhound Racing Victoria's Greyhound Adoption Program. How's that travelling?
Look, all I can say is that we've had a different aspect to the adoption process. We're really going through the roof at the moment. The Victorian community is really interested in getting pets at the moment. Dogs and greyhounds obviously feature heavily in that because they're a really good option, and they're a lot cheaper than some of the other breeds. It's not that they're cheap either. They're great dogs. But even when they're little puppies running around, the focus is on their retirement to someone's couch. And all of our participants know that at every stage of a greyhound's life, it is leading up to the point that a dog will be rehomed. So when they are born, throughout training and racing, human interaction is vitally important to how the dog grows up. And that's why, in many cases, our racing dogs are treated like pets. So it's common to find successful racing dogs sleeping on their trainer's couch and just doing what dogs do. And whilst they might spend 30 seconds running at 70 kilometres an hour, nearly 7 anyway, but after that it is back on the couch. And my dog sleeps 22 hours a day, so I just can't get her out of the bloody bed. But that's what they're like, and they are very quirky, and they are great mates.
Well, I'm a dog guy, Alan, so you're preaching to the converted. Always have enjoyed having a dog around the house as a kid, and certainly as an adult for my kids as well. Great to have a chat to you. Always a delight to be able to talk to you about greyhound racing. So we'll talk again next week.
Good on you, Duane. Good to talk to you. Keep safe, keep well, and look forward to talking to you next week.
And you can follow the Watchdog app, Watchdog or Greyhound Racing live and free. Alan Clayton, Greyhound Racing Victoria CEO. Again, that's it from me today. Been an absolute pleasure. Don't forget you can download the Duane's World podcast anytime you like. Have a listen to all the chats that we had earlier today, plenty of football, plenty of V8 racing as well. So you can check that out on the Duane's World podcast. But stick around, Bob and Andy, they're next.